BBC Lincolnshire.
We're standing on platform 3B, waiting for the tornado to pull in for the return journey home. Hello there, you arrived on the train today. Tell me your names.
Jerry.
And Pat Evans.
And what's it been like? Tell me about your journey.
Very good. A bit delayed, but that wasn't the train's fault. That was circumstances beyond their control.
And I haven't seen it yet. It's yet to pull in the station. What's the tornado like as a train?
Oh, it's wonderful. Yeah, it's been revamped and it's all ready to go. It's 75 mile an hour.
And what made you want to book onto it?
Well, we have done one once before, but it's a nice long trip.
And so, it goes from Redhill.
And it's a birthday treat. It's my birthday treat from him. So.
Oh, happy birthday. And you've come up from Surrey today.
Yes, we have, yeah.
And you've spent a couple of hours in Lincoln.
Yeah. I like Lincoln. It's a nice... My sister lives at Gedney, so yeah, it's nice to come here.
Hello there. Are you waiting for the steam train to go back?
Yes.
Hello, I'm from BBC Lincolnshire. I was wondering if you could tell me what it was like.
Lovely.
Very nice.
What kind of style did you travel in today?
Pullman, first class.
Champagne
breakfast. Lovely breakfast. Coffee. Danish pastries at lunch. Yeah. And now we're going to go and have a 5-course meal now.
Oh, well, lovely. Very nice. What made you want to book onto it? Why a steam train? Why the tornado?
Well, I've got a great-grandson. Just been born in Lincoln. And I couldn't see him any other way.
Well, this is seeing him in style, isn't it?
I said to my friend, do you want a holiday? So she said, where? I said, today in Lincoln. So we booked up the train and we came.
Wonderful trip. Nice to see so many smiling faces and see steam trains again.
Have you seen lots of train spotters along the way?
Yes,
taking photos?
Yes. And apparently there was a whole school that came out, all the different forms, and they all gave us a wave. Yeah, all the classes. So
did you feel a bit like you were on the railway, children?
I felt my age a bit. Yeah, it's around. We saw people on sort of small ladders getting the actual angles right. And yes, the whole way was interested photographers. Yes.
I'm now making my way onto the footbridge alongside regular commuters who are going to and from work. There's a number of people with their cameras out waiting for the first glimpse of the tornado. Let's see if I can see anything. Not much room. Let me poke my head out here. Hello there. Have you come to take photographs today?
I have.
Are you going on the train or
No.
Here to take pictures?
I'm doing something that I haven't done for 54 years. I'm going to get covered in steam on a bridge.
How does that make you feel?
Brill. Every morning I used to go down to see him, where I'm from, the northeast. And there was a train came down every Saturday morning, 20 to 8. We got up, got covered in steam, went back. And this is lovely.
Taking you back. What can I expect then? I can see it on the horizon. I see the steam going into the air then. What will I expect? This is the first time I've done
this. Well, it's slow. It's obviously got it covered in air, you know. But it'll be just the smell, the noise, the nostalgia of it all, you know. See the old carriages. It's brilliant.
You know. I don't want you to miss the perfect shot.
Oh, what?
I'll squeeze in here next. There's a bit of space here. You've got your camera poised and ready as well.
Indeed, yes. Waiting for it.
Do you do this a lot, or is it just because you're local that you've come down?
For the first time.
So I've got my camera out now. So am I officially classed as a train spotter
yes.
now?
Yes. I don't know what it is in... Obviously, Twitch is for birds, isn't it? But I don't know what it is for train spotters.
Just sad.
Oh, no, I don't think so.
No, it's not sad.
I haven't seen any anoraks today.
No.
Or any notebooks.
Too warm. Train spotting, people say... Well, it's good trades. Well, yeah, you did. You just collected the numbers. You know, it was what you did as kids.
There's just been an announcement saying that regular ticket holders can't get on the steam train. Well, I think they'd get a bit of a surprise, wouldn't they? They hopped on. And in a cloud of steam, the tornado is pulling in to platform 3B at Lincoln Station. So any minute now, we're going to be engulfed in some steam. So we've just been on the footbridge and the steam train has just passed underneath.
Yeah.
And a big cloud of steam and smoke. How was it for you?
Brilliant. As I say, 54 years since I've done that. Oh man, that's magic. Absolutely brilliant.
Listen live
at bbc.co.uk/Lincolnshire.